Good morning. The murder of a 26-year-old woman who had crossed Spain for a teaching job has sparked outrage in the country, the latest high-profile case to put the spotlight on gender violence. Laura Luemo's partially naked body was found near the southern village of El Campillo after 5 days of searching. Drug addict Bernardo Montoya, who's 50, has been arrested in connection with the murder. Montoya, who has a previous conviction for murder, was arrested by the Guardia Civil yesterday. He was captured after a brief chase on foot after his car was stopped. Miss Luemo, who had left Zamora, went missing last Wednesday, sparking a search that involved more than 200 volunteers and officials. It's believed she went out for a walk or a run before disappearing. The body was found amongst bushes in a remote area outside of El Campillo. She's believed to have been sexually assaulted and strangled. A source within the police investigation told the El País newspaper Montoya lived in a house belonging to his father, which was directly opposite Miss Luemo's rented apartment. A Catalan pro-independence leader in pre-trial detention has urged separatists to avoid violence during protests planned against the Spanish government meeting in Barcelona on Friday. He is one of 9 Catalan separatist leaders awaiting trial in jail over Catalonia's failed independence bid last year. The 52-year-old said he was concerned by some recent protests by radical separatists who have clashed with police. Similar scenes could play out again on Friday when Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez holds a cabinet meeting in Barcelona. Pro-independence groups have called on their supporters to take to the streets to protest against the meeting. And a 25-year-old man is facing charges for illegal trafficking of a protected species after the Guardia Civil at Almería port came across a Barbary macaque monkey in the back of a car heading for Central Europe. Officers were carrying out a routine vehicle check when they heard strange noises coming from inside the car. Suspicious, the officers decided to search the car, discovering the little monkey half hidden under the seat and attached to a chair by a leash. The vehicle occupant had no paperwork authorising the possession or transport of the animal. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.